Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Zacks Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by Jason Brewer, who's CEO at Marula. How are you today, Jason?
I'm very well, Zach. Very, very well.
Right. You've got a lot of hats in the junior mining space, but Marula is probably the company you're best known for. What is the state of the play at that company at the moment?
We've put out some very significant news, I guess, over the past few weeks across most of our projects, actually. As investors know, we're a battery metals focused business. We've got our lithium mine in South Africa in the Northern Cape. And we announced last month the long-term offtake agreement with UK-based global trading group Fujax. So all our spodumene, our lithium ore, is going to them, as well as the value-added lithium products that we're aiming to start producing later this year. That's on an initial three-year arrangement, but extends out for another 3 years. We announced just yesterday that we're also finalizing offtake agreements for some of the byproducts, the coltan, the tantalum, the feldspars. And it's a very mineralized system. And because of the sorting technology there, we can separate all of this through the processing systems. So we will be selling coltan, tantalum, and feldspar separately, along with the mica as well. And that revenue, you know, more than offsets the complete operating costs of that business. So that's a very exciting thing. And we've actually got people from one of the trading groups up on site today doing final samples there to be able to do an initial sale of the coltan, of the tantalum. So that's quite exciting on Blesberg. On the manganese mine here in Kenya, which we've recently announced an acquisition of, I was up on site earlier this week, meeting with the communities. And we will be doing upgrades on the plants and equipment there commencing on Monday. And we will have production and sales end of this month, beginning of May. So that's going to start impacting the bottom line too. Graphite results out of Tanzania, Zach. It keeps coming. Very high grade, large flakes, broad mineralization across almost 30 granted mining licenses. So the independent consultants there have confirmed what we expected, and that we can actually develop that into a medium scale, high value, high margin graphite mine. And we're looking to push ahead with that over the course of this year. So some very exciting stuff happening.
I think the point with Marula is that you're doing more and more stuff. You've sort of got to a very exciting sort of point in terms of momentum, you know, in your portfolio. And whereas last year your shares were up, 220%, one of the best performing stocks on the London market in one of the worst bear markets that we've known, this year you're sort of in a holding pattern. Do you have any explanation for that?
Look, yeah, it's kind of frustrating. You know, as a major shareholder, it's frustrating when you see these very significant milestones being achieved and developments being achieved. And yeah, we're in that holding pattern there. We've kind of hovered around that kind of 10 pence level, tested that 14, 15 pence on a couple of occasions and just haven't got through that. It's frustrating. We're one of the most liquid stocks on Aquis, and that certainly gives our investors an ability to trade the stock. And you have seen people come in, people go out and do very well on the stock. So that's, I'm glad people are making money by trading Marula. I want them to take a longer term view because I see us having much more significant value going forward. But I think, look, the key thing that our investors are kind of almost, sitting on the fence on is waiting to see those revenue streams come in. And we've talked about multiple revenue streams coming in from the lithium, from the tantalum, like I just mentioned there, from the copper, from the graphite, from the manganese now. I think people are just sitting on the fence in this very uncertain market that we're in, this very bearish market we're in, and just waiting to see that revenue drop. And, that's clearly happening this quarter. So hopefully we'll start to see the sort of valuations come into Marula, which I reckon we're well worth multiple times where we're trading at the moment.
And is it the case that, in a way, because you're firing on so many cylinders, there aren't any comparable companies, and so the market's not really able to rate or understand exactly what your strategy is? But you are all over the place in terms of the commodities and geographically, etc., and just the level of activity.
Yeah, look, I think us being so active, I never actually thought that could be counterproductive. We're clearly battery metals focused, so we're not a single project company. And I've seen too many companies listed in London on AIM, on other exchanges, where as a single project company, you struggle. You struggle in terms of getting the traction in the market, and with your eggs all in one basket, it's a high risk. So with us getting people to appreciate the inherent value in Blesberg, in the graphite at Nyurunyuri, the copper at Kanusi, and even the manganese here, we've got to just keep working on that, Zach. And if it's confusing, then perhaps I'm underestimating our investors. I think they're smart. I think they see it, but I think there's a bit of hesitancy in the market at the moment, with people just holding back a bit. And I'm expecting a very strong second half of the year in the commodity markets. So hopefully that'll help. I mean, there's no doubt, Zach, you've seen it. Battery metals have actually copped a hiding over the past 12 months. Look at what's happened at lithium. 2023 for graphite wasn't too good either. Copper, on the other hand, is flying, and we've got some great exposure there. And we're looking to push ahead with production there at Canusi very shortly. So yeah, if it's confusing, I'd just say, guys, listen to the interviews that I do with you. Look at the news, follow it. It's a very simple strategy. It's just about developing mines and generating cash flow. Simple as that.
And I suppose it's also simple in terms of just, trusting the management.
Yeah, I mean, look, you've got a very focused management team here in East Africa, based in Nairobi, and that really helps us hands-on get out there and deal with the projects. Out of South Africa, you've got our COO and Henk, who runs most of South Africa, and the Blesberg mine. What we've achieved in 18 months at Blesberg, I think, has been a massive result, which will really start to be shown from an economics point of view this year. And I'm very confident of that. But you can take my word for it, or you can take the word of some of our big backers, such as Quinton, who you've met, Quinton van der Berg out of South Africa, out of QGC. He's invested in Marula quite heavily. He's very supportive. And he sees Marula as one of the core, I guess, constituents to his big ETF fund, energy transition fund, that's worth $1 billion. And that in itself, I think, is great third-party validation to what the management team is doing, and our strategy too.
Jason Brewer, CEO of Marula, thank you very much indeed.
Zach, thanks, and let's keep talking, mate.
Cheers.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.